This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. As we've been reporting in the news today, a change for Galesburg's Thrushwood Farms. It is now under the umbrella of a similar company called Western's Smokehouse. And as a part of that, there will be some changes here in Galesburg, but hopefully for the better. We're going to talk about that. On the line with us is Ben Rudman, the CEO of Western Smokehouse, and of course our Doug Hankus here in Galesburg, who is now the vice president of Western's Smokehouse as a part of this merger, if you will, and both are on the line right now. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Will. Great to be on.
Very good to have both of you. Doug, I'll start with you. I imagine that this decision to kind of combine with Western Smokehouse here was probably both the right move, but probably not an easy one as well, I would imagine.
Absolutely. It's always been our goal to make sure that we continue to be a great part of the community, and this is just an awesome opportunity for us to provide opportunities for employees, our customers, and then ultimately it was the right decision for the Hankus family, and I couldn't be more excited about what's ahead.
Ben, your thoughts in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. It's change is always tough, but in this case, our business, which is based in Kirksville, Missouri, is very similar. We not only make a lot of the same products, but it's a very similar culture, family-owned. The businesses complement each other very well. And, we couldn't be more excited to work with a family. The Westerns family has known the Hankuses for over 40 years. So this wasn't really a shotgun wedding. This was a long partnership kind of ultimately consummated. And we really look forward to not only working with the Hankuses, but being in the Galesburg community, which we've really come to enjoy as we get to know the business and family.
Ben, let me have you talk a little bit more about that. Talk about your business, and to that line, both of you, it sounded like, at least from the information we got today, both of you have been familiar with each other for a long time and have a pretty good respect for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we couldn't respect them more. The Hankus family is a great family. We're constantly trading notes with them, we were friendly competitors for a long time. We service even some of the same customers in the meat snacking industry. Just to step back, Western Smokehouse, like Thrushwood, manufactures meat snacks. Like Thrushwood, we also used to have a retail store.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up closing that down to focus on our meat snacking business. Like I said, we traded notes with the Hankus family for a long time, always sharing best practices and different ideas and sort of friendly competitors. And so the combination is really exciting, not only for us, but for our customers and hopefully consumers ultimately, because it's all about delighting them as well. So we're really excited.
Doug, along those same lines, I want to talk to you a little more about that and some of the changes that will take place here in Galesburg. Again, starting with the closing of the retail store, talk a little bit about that. And at least based on our social media already, there are some folks that are pretty, I guess, not, for lack of a better term, not happy about that, because they say that yours is the only place in Galesburg they buy meat. Talk a little bit about that change and what you would tell them about this.
Well, again, we're from our standpoint, our customers, our employees, our family, all these decisions really took a lot of thought, and we're really trying to see how do we give back to the community for the long term, and we really felt that focusing on the manufacturing side of our business in terms of making great tasting meat snacks was really, really where we wanted to go. My favorite one today that I saw on social media that got slid over to me is, I'm afraid I'm going to have to turn into a vegetarian now.
I saw that too, yes.
I appreciate that individual. We have great customers. We've been in the business and been in the family and in the community for a long time. And we really, really thought about how this affects our customers and what it means. And what we hope is that this is just going to give the community just another business that's thriving here in Galesburg, because we believe in Galesburg as a family, and we're excited that the Western Smokehouse and their team believe in us.
And Doug, along those lines too, the last number of years as Thrushwoods has really been about change and expansion and doing more of what you've really come to be known for. Isn't that the case?
It really is, and that's part of what drove this conversation was our ability to just focus on being, being a better meat snack maker and continuing to lead this area along with the Westerns family and the team over there. And, you know, Ben really hit it on the head when he said that this is something that was not a short-term or a quick decision, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And we're really in this for the betterment of everyone, and that we're just so excited about it.
Ben, how big of a market, I guess, in broad terms, is meat snacks and things like that? Is that a growing market? How do you see that, and how has that been the last number of years?
Yeah, absolutely. So the meat snacking market is a large market. It's a multi-billion dollar category. Our segment of it, which is sort of artisanal and natural, so kind of no additives, healthier for you, real flavors, that kind of stuff is probably the fastest growing segment. Frankly, it's all we can do to keep up some days, as I'm sure Doug would echo. For us, it's, when we're evaluating the different lines of our business, we look at meat snacks and we say, this is something we're good at. Customers, like our work, consumers like our product, and it gives us an opportunity to kind of make the most impact in our communities, provide good jobs, be good employers, provide a good place to work, a safe place to work, et cetera. We've kind of felt like this is the best direction to head, and sometimes you got to make tough decisions, but ultimately, this is the direction we're going as we create jobs and evaluate different ways to expand.
I just have to ask both of you this, just maybe for my own amusement, if not anything. Do the words plant-based meat make both of you nervous as much as it makes some people nervous?
Not at all. I actually think it's a good thing. So if when we look at our line of business, it's mm-hmm. really more, we're not selling the commodity stuff. And so, plant-based consumption thing, I don't really think the entire, all of America is not going to suddenly become vegan. Mm-hmm. But people are looking for ways that are more environmentally sustainable and more healthy to consume protein, which I think kind of we're sort of at the intersection of some of those factors. So mm-hmm. personally, Doug, I don't know about you, but I think it's a good thing.
Doug, I don't know. I guess since we've already heard from one person who claims he's going to go vegetarian since your retail store is closing, I don't know. Maybe there's some concern here.
No, I think it's a great thing as well. I think one of the things that we've learned in this is that consumers really want things that are different. They want them to be unique, and they just don't want the same old, same old. And that's what we do, and that's what Westerns does. And so I actually believe it's going to be a net positive for our industry specifically, because it's really hard to argue with a label that starts off with pork for the protein source, where something else may have 16 ingredients just to get the same protein source.
Hey, I'm from the alleged hog capital of the world. I'm not going to disagree with you on that at all, Doug, at least publicly anyway, so I can get back home every now and then. Doug,
might be able to get our vegan friend some free meat sticks as well, so we'll have to check on that.
There you go.
We can bring him back over to the dark side.
I'm sure we can get you some contacts in that regard, Ben, for sure. Doug, in terms of the retail store closing, while that's the not so good news here, the positive is that it sounds like, at least in the interim, all the people who worked in that end of your operation will still have jobs, correct?
Absolutely. We're always looking for great team members, and we've got some awesome employees up in the retail store. They really are the face of Threshold Farms from a community standpoint, and we look forward to working with them to finding their next piece of their puzzle and their journey here at Threshold, and we just got such great people up there. It was crucial for us to make sure that they knew immediately that we're not going to let you go that easy. So we want you to be a part of what we're building here and what this partnership means.
Ben, in terms of operations for your company, at least one person said on social media today, I hope they continue to operate in Galesburg. You don't see that changing at all, I would imagine.
Not at all. In fact, a big part of the rationale here is two plants are better than one. We have a lot of customers who want to have two plants. Like I said, we're growing, so it makes no sense to turn off manufacturing capacity. And then, frankly, having multiple locations is definitely a good thing for us. Multiple pools of talent to draw from. There are a variety of reasons why, you know, having two plants is a huge plus. And for us, making stuff right where it all started is a big part of our story, and that's not something we're gonna sort of ever let go of. So we're definitely glad to be in Galesburg.
All right, I'm a little short on time, but Doug, as part of this announcement today, your folks, Jim and Kay, announced that they would be retiring by the end of the year. It's I imagine, is that something that they'd been thinking about for a while?
You know, I think it was always there, but just because of our commitment to the retail store in the community up until this point, it was just something that we just never really talked about as a family. And finally, Jim and Kay came to me and said, "Hey, we're interested in this. There's this opportunity that's presented itself. We believe this is for the betterment of our employees and customers, and ultimately our family." And so I think they're really warming up to it, though, now that this piece of the puzzle's gotten lifted off their chest. So
I was just going to ask how you think they might like retirement when that day comes.
Oh, I think they're going to enjoy it a bunch. So they got a little granddaughter that they're really excited to spend some time with.
And Doug, you're a part of this company now, adding a nice fancy vice president title. How does that make you feel? That's got to be both similar and different to what you've been used to.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the leadership team at Western Smokehouse. I've known the Western family for a long time. The leadership team's been here for a couple weeks in and out, and we're just excited about what we're going to do here. From my personal standpoint, I just can't wait to look back in 5 years and see where we're at from this conversation right now. So it's full force forward. So we're excited.
Very good, Ben. One last question for you then. In terms of this, the merger of the two entities here, how does this expand your reach and your coverage of this of what you've called a pretty well growing market here?
Yeah, absolutely. On a combined basis, the businesses not only can make more product, but we have more things to offer. We bring in a guy like Doug and a team like the group over at Thrushwood, who have an immense set of talent around developing really good products. So it just expands what we can offer, and that's something we're really excited about. And we're really looking forward, like Doug said, to see how it all plays out years down the road.
Reach from a geographical standpoint, does that change anything at all, Ben?
Yeah, our business is mostly national anyway.
Okay.
Freight isn't a huge component of meat snacking, so we have products right now all over the U.S. So and we'll definitely continue to have that reach.
All right. Finally, I swear I keep saying I'm short on time, but just one last question for both of you. What is your favorite product that both sides make here? Ben, I'll start with you.
You know what?
You can't pick a child, can you?
I know. It's really, really, really hard. Man, I'd say Thrushwood has a really, really good the whole range of meat strips that Doug makes, I would say, are my favorite. I think the meat strip variety is my favorite, and there's a red pepper beef strip that Doug makes. That's my go-to.
Doug, your favorite?
Sweet teriyaki has just been my favorite from day one. I know regionally here it's kind of a favorite, too. I'd have to throw it up at the top of the list.
Very good. All right. Ben Ruttman, CEO of Western Smokehouse, and Doug Hankus, Vice President of Western Smokehouse now. Thanks so much for both of your gentlemen's time. We appreciate it, and continued success and best wishes going forward.
Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Stay tuned. We'll be back as Galesburg's Evening News continues next on WGIL.